What really happened in the long term, probably, was a very fundamental change in the way in which people went around gathering food, whether it was hunting or plant foods. The skills, the cognitive reasoning, the improved technology may have turned humans from mere scavengers and, albeit skilled, opportunistic hunters into super predators that could hunt almost any animal on Earth and could also settle in almost any extreme of environment as well. And as we will see in the next lecture, when humans spread, they spread to every environment in the world, and the only one they did not conquer initially were the offshore Pacific Islands, because that required the development of deep water canoes, the development of foods which could be stored, and long-distance open-water navigational skills. When then did these critical technological and cognitive changes take place? We don't know exactly, but a handful of archaeological sites in Africa show that there were improvements in human technology at about the same time as modern humans appeared. Acheulean hand axes by this time were out of date. They'd given way to more sophisticated and versatile toolkits based on the making of flakes, just like you saw with the Neanderthals. This technology had appeared between 200 and 100,000 years ago. A couple of sites in South Africa document the changes. The Classis River Cave in extreme southeastern Africa lies a short distance from the Indian Ocean and was occupied between 120,000 and 70,000 years ago, this critical time period. The occupation levels of the cave include some fragmentary human remains, among them the bones of anatomically modern people. And then, about 70,000 years ago, the inhabitants of the cave suddenly started making small thin flakes struck from these cores and blades, long parallel-sided flakes, from fine-grained rock carried in from over 12 miles away. Some of the blades became spear barbs, others became knives. The toolkit was much smaller, lighter, and more versatile than the flake tools found in earlier layers. So there was a change, and another South African archaeologist, Hilary Deacon, believes that the new toolkit coincided with deteriorating conditions, climatic conditions, during the last cold snap of the Ice Age, which began about 100,000 years ago. Conditions were drier and cooler in southern Africa, the hunt more challenging for those with older, heavier weapons. When conditions became wetter and warmer, the old tools reappeared. In other words, people were experimenting with different toolkits. They were using their brains. Perhaps Classis River and other South African sites are evidence for a new flexibility in human behavior, an ability to adapt to changing circumstances at a level impossible for the Neanderthals and archaic Homo sapiens. It is a fascinating problem, and a problem which will be the starting point for our next lecture, which the fundamental question is, when did people spread out of Africa? When did these modern humans look at the wider world? Here, we've merely laid the foundations. We've looked at how the origins of Homo sapiens sapiens are still largely a matter of speculation. But we've argued that the weight of the evidence strongly suggests that modern humans evolved in southern Saharan Africa over 100,000 years ago. We've looked at some of the anatomical features. We've looked at a technology. But above all, what we have stressed is cognitive ability, this dramatic change in the ability of humans to reason, to plan, and to innovate, and to adapt. Because this is the big issue when we describe, as we will in the next lecture, the spread of modern humans across the Sahara Desert and into the rest of the world, one of the great diasporas of human prehistory.